This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Missouri Highway Patrol is roughly halfway through a 90-day initiative monitoring two of St. Louis's interstates. It's meant to help city police officers focus on solving violent crimes, including the 46 total homicides that occurred in July and August of this year. But St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that while state and federal governments can help reduce crime, the responsibility really falls on St. Louis's police department and citizens.
Governor Eric Greitens announced in early July that 20 to 30 troopers would patrol parts of Interstates 55 and 70. It was the governor's way of making sure St. Louis police officers would patrol neighborhoods where violent crime happens, as opposed to seeking out traffic violations. Captain John Hotz of the Missouri Highway Patrol says troopers are doing more than just writing tickets. They've confiscated at least 20 illegal guns and made hundreds of arrests of people with outstanding warrants. Those types of statistics make Greitens believe his plan is working.
And as ever, we're going to adapt to the situation in order to achieve our mission, which is safer streets for the people of Missouri.
It's not clear if the Highway Patrol will extend its presence in St. Louis, which may be one of the few things the state can do to directly help St. Louis police deal with crime. Republican State Representative Kathy Conway of St. Charles says lawmakers typically don't send lots of money to local police departments because it would set a bad precedent. If one city gets money, then lots of others could ask for it too.
I really think it's better handled by the city of St. Louis. I mean, nobody likes when the boss comes down and tells you how to do your job.
Greitens' crime plan also sent state workers to help school children deal with trauma and provided de-escalation training for police officers. But it doesn't focus much on reducing poverty or increasing business development, which are priorities for Jason Watson. He's with Mission St. Louis, a nonprofit organization that provides job training primarily to African-American men in St. Louis neighborhoods.
So what we need to be able to do is to provide livable wage opportunities that gives people the opportunity either A, to be able to remove themselves from that environment, and B, to be able to be people who can reinvest in those environments that they come in.
Watson was armed when he was a teenager and was in and out of prison throughout his life. He says to get young people out of violent situations, the state should invest in mental health services and mentorship programs.
When guys do something, you know, to somebody else that's violent in that way, a lot of it comes from feeling like I'm protecting me. Like I'm not, like nobody cares about me but me. You know what I mean? So you start to feel like you're in a world, you're siloed in a world by yourself.
While state help is somewhat limited, St. Louis police officials often partner with federal law enforcement agencies like the FBI and the Drug Enforcement Agency. Chicago has had similar problems with gun violence over the past few years and turned to the federal government for help. The U.S. Department of Justice arranged for Chicago to get advice from the Los Angeles police chief on crime-fighting strategies. Chicago Police Department spokesman Anthony Guglielmi says the agencies used some of that guidance to improve a system of cameras in high-crime neighborhoods that turn on whenever anybody shoots a gun. Guglielmi says agencies like the Department of Justice can help Chicago, but he stressed it's up to the Chicago Police Department to actually develop a strategy to reduce violent crime.
The most important piece for any police department is really that community trust and that community validation, because you could put a police car in every driveway in every city, but unless you get people, community members, to come out there and partner with you, to give you information, to tell you the things that are happening, and to serve on juries, you're only going to get so far.
St. Louis law enforcement officials may get a chance to learn from cities like Chicago. Both are part of the National Public Safety Partnership, which the Department of Justice created to come up with strategies to reduce violent crime throughout the country. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.